brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We really do need food, don't we? We can't just go on snacks. We can't just go on something every other day. We need to be with the Lord often. You know, I want to recommend something to you, especially during the upcoming Lenten season. I want to recommend that every day you just stop for a moment in the morning and in the afternoon, just for a moment, and say, Jesus, I love you, or Jesus, I want to learn about you, or Jesus, I want to follow you more closely. I love you. I want to learn about you. Lead me closer to you. Just say that short prayer. That's all you need to do. And just keep saying it. Mean it. Don't just say the words, but mean it, that you want to know him more. He will answer. When he does answer, let me know. Let me know how he answered you. Let's take a look now at the first reading today from the letter of St. James, chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Beloved, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. What they're talking here about is our motive. Why am I wanting to hear Christ more? Is just to be able to say, I think God said something to me. We want to be more purified. We want to be made more righteous. We want to be in line with God and with God's word. And so when we ask the Lord for something, we want to say it out of that context. Lord, I have this problem, or I have this challenge, or I have this desire, or I have this hope. Will you help me? Just saying that several times a day, God will hear you. He does hear you. If you say, Lord, show me the scripture I should read. What is it that you want of me? I want to become more like you. Lead me. Every day, just say something briefly like that, and then take the readings of the day in scripture. Certainly, I would like that. But also, perhaps there are other books of the Bible at the particular time that strike you. Include them. But listen to his word, for remember this, his word is not like any other word you read. His word is alive. His word has power to change your life. It certainly did mine. But as after weeks of just pondering over certain scripture passages of God's love for me and God's desire for me to follow him, I just looked them up in the concordance, and then I would pray them. And I began to see very quietly, but I know it was God. Very quietly, it was like his words became alive to me, and I wanted to know them more deeply. And so today, as we look at the readings, see what it is that the Lord wants you to pay attention to, especially in the light of what I've just said. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart, Psalm 19. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. Do the Lord's precepts, do his wishes, does his word bring you life? Do you know it? The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure. Fear means reverence, putting God first. Doesn't mean that you're trembling all over, though you could be. But it mainly means that you put God first in your life. The fear of the Lord, that is the reverence for the Lord, is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You know, I might have said this to you before, and if it sounds like a buzzsaw going off, you can tell me, okay, I get it, no more. But I just want to encourage you, please take time every day. And you say, I can't, I'm too busy. You can take 10 minutes. Take 10 minutes and read something, especially from the day's scripture, or something that you want to ponder more. Read. Ponder the Lord's word. Get the Lord's word into your mind and into your heart. Just for 10 minutes. I'm not asking for a whole lot. But if you do that every day, some doors are going to start to open for you. The psalm says, let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you. So the Lord is looking at what words we're receiving, what words we're giving, the thoughts that are in our heart. That's what he's looking at. And what you want your heart to be saying is, Lord, teach me, draw closer to me, help me. I don't mean you're going to have visions and revelations, though you might. But that's most often not how the Lord works. It's just little by little you become to desire his word. You come more desiring to hear what he has to say. And you draw into a lot of, because there's so many people who don't pay any attention to scripture at all. Not at all. And this is God's word to us to navigate our lives, to help us, to get our priorities straight. Husbands and wives, if you can, do it together. 10 minutes. Start out that way. Look what God will do for you. The Alleluia, the verse says, our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought to life through the gospel. And hasn't he? He's brought life to light through the gospel. He brings life to us. I know I have a relationship with God. I know it could go much deeper. So can yours. So can yours. Let's take a look at the gospel for today. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 to 29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, what are you arguing about with them? And someone from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, he grinds his teeth, and he becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so. And he said to them in reply, O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. Right there you'd think, oh, you've done something terribly wrong. But as he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. And then Jesus questioned his father, how long has this been happening to him? He replied, since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can, everything is possible to one who has faith, real faith. Not just that you can recite the creed or the Ten Commandments, but you believe in God. You believe in his presence. You believe that he's here with you. You believe that you want to go to heaven. You believe you want to live a life that will lead you in that direction and may bring many people with you. That's faith. Everything is possible to one who has faith. And then the boy's father cried out, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, why could we not drive the spirit out? He said to them, this kind can only come out through prayer. That's daily prayer. Drawing closer to the Lord. Confessing your own sin. Striving to grow in virtue. But don't let the focus be on yourself. The focus is on him. You want to become more like Jesus. And the more we become like him, the more Jesus can use us in the lives of other people. There was a short article in Magnificat, and I just want to read a sentence or two. He says, everything depends on God. It is he who decides, and only he can give you strength. If he involves you in his work, it does not mean that you are irreplaceable. So many times God has shown us that he can manage very well without us. If you have seen this in your life, then you have received a great grace. God does not need human intervention. But despite this, he wants to involve us in his redeeming works of saving the world. If, however, we feel that everything depends on us and on our work, then we are trying to carry water in a sieve. When overworked, it is easy to forget that we should first of all want to have an audience with the one upon whom everything depends, who holds the fate of the world and the fate of each of us in his hands. According to John Paul II, it is not important what you do, it is important who you are. If you're digging a ditch and loving the Lord, you're doing a great good. By praying, we not only pay homage to Christ on our own behalf, but we worship him in the name of the whole world, which either does not know how, is unable to, or does not want to pray. One thing is certain, if we do not pray, no one will need us. Brothers and sisters, that's so true. I don't know about you, but instinctively, you know, when I need advice, I look to my own sisters in the community, but I look to people that pray daily, people that seek the Lord, people that study his word. I bring to them the insight that I need, that I'm struggling with, or the thing I'm concerned about. And God gives it. God really does give it. And that's what I want to encourage you today. You may have a time in your life where there's a stage of dryness, you're stripped of emotions, and it's difficult to pray. And then you may be tempted to give up with the thought that your prayer is pointless. However, it is then that your prayer may have special value because you will begin to undertake the effort to pray all the more on account of God alone. That's what you want. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.